Praise the Lord, my sisters and brothers. We thank the Lord for another Sunday, another day that the Lord has blessed us to be able to meet together in this fashion, to be able to worship and praise the Lord together in this manner, even though we're not physically in each other's presence. We are able to meet in this manner and again, worship and praise the Lord together. Before we go any further, let us look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you and praise you, Lord. We glorify you. We just thank you for this opportunity to be able to say a word, Heavenly Father. The word, again, not just any word, but the word that you have given us to give to your people. Praying, Lord, that you would grant us the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding to rightly divide your word and to be able to rightly receive your word, that it may be fruit for our souls, even edification in our Christian living. We're praying, Lord, that these words go forth from our lips, that you would bless them to go forth undistorted. Father, we know, yes, we do know that Satan is the principal power of the air, and many times words go out into the air, Heavenly Father, and by the time they reach certain people, it seems like they have changed completely. But Lord, we are praying that you would direct these words, that you would control these words as they go through the airwaves, Heavenly Father, and that they be received in the spirit in which they're going out, and that is in the power of your precious Holy Spirit. I pray, Lord, that you allow me to be that instrument used in your hand to give forth your word, void of my pride and my ego and my vanity. But praying, Lord, all as always, that some soul will be edified, sanctified, and that you'll be glorified. For this I do pray in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Amen. As we go right into our word for today, I'm going to encourage you to turn with me to the Gospel of St. John, the 8th chapter. The Gospel of St. John, the 8th chapter. And we're just going to read a few verses for you today, beginning at the 44th verse. Beginning at the 44th verse. Amen. Just giving you a moment to turn with me if you're using your printed Bibles. Some of us are using different other devices, which is just as well. The word is the word. Amen. Amen. The Gospel of John, the 8th chapter, beginning at the 44th verse. Let us hear what thus saith the word of the Lord. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Yet, because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Can any of you prove me guilty of sin? If I am telling the truth, why don't you believe me? Whoever belongs to God hears what God says. The reason you do not hear is that you do not belong to God. Wow. Gospel of John from the 8th chapter, the 44th through the 47th verses. May the Lord bless the reading and hearing of his word. Excuse me. May it sanctify his truth deep down in our hearts. Well, beloved ones, sometimes I'm amazed over how many professed believers of the Lord Jesus Christ, I hear and see, who appeared to be in utter amazement over the condition and the immoral conduct of the people of the world today. I mean, come on, I hear a lot of believers comment over what's going on today and the things that they're seeing people do, even on the news, internet, or wherever, maybe even in their everyday lives. The things that people are saying, and so many, again, professed believers just seem to be bewildered and utter, like I said, amazement over this. Now, sometimes I wonder why. I mean, I'm not, don't get me, I don't think I'm being naive or putting myself somewhere above this stuff. I don't, but when so many and so much of these behaviors and conducts are written right for us in the Word of God. Yes, I can understand, because many of us are witnessing, actually literally witnessing things that are happening in the world that we thought would only happen in television or in the movies or something. We didn't in our wildest dreams maybe believe that we would see these things happening before our very eyes. Right before our very, in our, like I said, in our everyday living. So I can kind of understand where the initial realization of these things happening can be amazing, can be even somewhat shocking to us. I can understand that. I mean, think about this. We are seeing, now listen to this. I don't want you to forget, to let this go by you. We are seeing mothers and fathers, okay? I mean, mothers not only becoming pregnant, and fathers not only impregnating their own children. Now you say, well, that's been going on for many years. Fathers, many fathers. It's sad, but it's been going on many years, many fathers. Getting their own daughters pregnant. Many mothers becoming pregnant by their own sons. And I'll tell you what else we're seeing. We're seeing parents marrying their own children. No, I'm not trying to make you believe that this is happening by the millions. I don't know how many. I don't. In my opinion, one is too many, but it's happening. Parents marrying their own children. It's almost unheard of, but it's happening today, this day and time. We see parents choosing. Now watch this. We see them choosing not to make a decision on determining the gender of their child. Now, some of you may not think this is a big thing, but you just try to imagine parents who have just given birth to a child. And they ask the child's name. They say, we haven't decided the name yet. Or they give it one of these so-called binary names, which is not a name, really, but that's my opinion. We are not determining whether the child, we're not going to say whether this child is male or female. That's a decision we're going to leave up to them when they feel the time is right for them to make that decision. This is the kind of stuff that we're seeing today. Oh, it's real. Oh, yes, it's real. This is going on today. We are seeing so many people with open displays of demonic and satanic behaviors and symbolisms and mannerisms and out stating that they're devil worshipers and saying what church devil church they worship at and all kind of, and it's become so frequent, so frequent. This immoral and ungodly conduct has become so regular that it's become pretty much normal. It used to be a time where this would be headline news almost. Today, it might not even be a byline somewhere on the sixth, seventh, eighth, tenth page or something. It's become so commonplace. It may not even be news at all. And I haven't even, listen, I haven't even mentioned the things that are happening in the world that have been prophesied to happen. And I mean the prophecies that have already happened. And also the prophecies that are being fulfilled even as I'm speaking, being fulfilled today. I haven't even gone into those. I've just been mentioning some of the immoral, atrocity, the ungodly conduct of some of the people. Not talking about the things that are going on throughout the world, the wars, earthquakes, and famines, and all of those type of things that have been prophesied about. No, I haven't gone into all of that. So, I can understand where some people might say, with all of this going on, with all of this happening, right before us, right now, who can't help but be amazed? Who can't help but be shocked? And like I said, and I don't think I'm going to change my view on this. I can understand the initial shock of it when you first hear about it happening. I mean, it may have caught you off guard, off balance for a moment. But then when you realize, well, a lot of these things have been prophesied, and you got to consider who's doing these things. I'm not all that amazed, not all that shocked. I mean, we can point out so many, again, so many atrocities that the people of the world are committing today. I'm talking about which goes straight out against the will and the word of God, because I'm a firm believer. I mean, I even have a shirt that has it printed out that it is not the will of God if it goes against the word of God. I'm a firm believer in that. I do believe that. It is not the will of God if it goes against the word of God. Firm believer in that. Okay. But I'm only gonna, I mean, with all the many things that could be mentioned, I'm only going to stick to what is noted in our text for today. That's my intention. And having said that, Let me give you what our subject is for today. Very simple subject. What do you expect from the world? That's our subject for today. What do you expect from the world? Now, I'm not saying this to be funny, but when you hear of so many what we might consider to be sick, terrible things that are happening by so many different people, what do you expect from the world? When you look in your Bible, I'm not even talking about through the history books of man's histories, but when you look through the Bible itself and see some of the terrible things that man has done, what do you expect from the world? Why does it shock you to hear some of the terrible things that people have done and what people are doing? Why are you so amazed? It's shocking that it could happen. It's happened before. And people don't want to say this, but they need to. People need to hear that the worst is yet to come, as well as the best is yet to come. I mean, I want to give you the whole truth, but it's going to get worse. Oh, yes, it is, because the Word of God says so. The good thing about that is that you don't have to be here when that terrible time comes. But that's another message for another time. Listen, I just want to point out a few things for you today. Okay, I want to point out a few things for you today, and I'm going to go. Okay, when we look into the text for today, as we talk about what do you expect from the world, I want to point out a few things. In this 44 verse, you see this written: you belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. Now, this is what you find written in the 44 verse of this 8th chapter of the Gospel of John. And I'm quoting from the New International Version. Now, listen, not being born again, the people could not understand what Jesus was saying to them. They were about what the devil was about and to what the devil was teaching them. Let me get you to understand something. I want you to, I think I can make this kind of plain. I don't know, again, why the people of God are so amazed when you hear about the people of the world saying all kind of negative things about believers. Why are you so amazed when you hear about the many lies that are being told on believers? Why are you so amazed when you see that the people of the world don't understand what we're about? How can they? Did not the word of God tell us that it is foolishness to them that perish? Don't you? I mean, what part don't we understand as believers that the way we conduct ourselves, the kindness that we show, the compassion that we show, the willingness to turn the other cheek, all of these things do not make sense to the people of the world? How can it? They don't have what you have. They don't have the spirit of the living God indwelt in them. They don't have that. No, it is not natural for them to turn the other cheek. It is not natural for them to be forgiving. It is not natural for them to show compassion. No. It is more natural for them to do whatever it is they want to do to show the selfishness, the uncaring, to think about themselves first. Not to do unto others as they would have them doing to them, but to do unto others before they do it to them. This is more natural for the people of the world. They get there. Not to be so worried about you getting yours, but to get theirs. So, yes, the Lord said, you belong to your father, the devil. And you want to carry out your father's desire. You want to do what he tells you to do. Live it up. Enjoy life to the fullest and everything that life has to offer. Wine, women, song, whatever kind of debauchery or whatever it is you want to, that gives you pleasure. You do that because he's telling you, you make your heaven and hell here on earth. You only go around once. Enjoy yourself. You owe it to yourself. Live like there's no tomorrow. Because there's only today. This is what the world promotes. This is what the devil promotes. He knows that there's judgment coming. He knows that there is eternity to live through. And he knows that each and every one of us we'll face eternity, whether you face it in the presence of a living, loving God, or whether you face it in hell. But you will face it. He knows that. Yes, he does. So, yes, the Lord said, you belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. What child does not want the approval of his father? The affirmation of his father. You want to make your father proud. This is what the Lord is saying to the people who are living contrary to him. That's the one thing. Another thing in this very same verse, he says he was a murderer from the beginning. He's talking about the devil. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, not having nothing to do with the truth, because there is no truth in him. He was a murderer from the beginning. And there's no truth in him. No truth. I didn't say that. That's not my opinion. That's what the word of God, that's what the Lord had to say about the devil. He's a liar, a murderer from the beginning. From the very beginning, he's a murderer. Not holding to any truth from the very beginning, because there is no truth in him. And how many times have people say about somebody who is in prison or been in prison or incarcerated any kind of for any kind of reason, and they say, "Well, he." I know he did this, he did that, but he's a good guy. I know he killed all those people, but he's really a good guy. I know he abused all of those children, but he's really a good guy. I know he took advantage of so many seniors and so many disabled people and this, that, and the other, but he's really a good guy. No, He's not. The Lord said, let me tell you something about Satan. I don't care how many things he seems to have blessed you with. I don't care about, he seems to make sure that you got money in your pocket. You get a nice car, maybe even a nice home, and so many other material things. But don't fool yourself. There is no truth in him. Yes, you may be enjoying certain material things here, but you know, there's a lot of things I, let me put it like this, a lot of things I don't know, a lot of things I haven't seen. And one thing I have to admit that I have not seen, and that is, I have not seen, excuse me, anybody be able to take any material thing with them when they leave here. When death comes knocking at the door, when their eyes have closed to open no more on this side, mouths have hushed to speak no more on this side, I have not seen anyone take any material thing with them. No money, no jewelry, no deeds to their house. Nothing. No fine clothes. Nothing. Not a single thing. So yes, maybe as you continue belonging to your father, the devil, as you continue carrying out his desires, and you feel as though he is giving you so many nice things here. Just don't forget that judgment day is going to come. Then eternity is going to start. And you may want to ask yourself a question. Where am I going to be spending my eternity? Because I don't have but two choices, heaven or hell. I want you to understand something. If you have chosen to carry out your father, the devil's desires, just remember, he was a murderer from the beginning, and there is no truth, no truth in him. He's not a good guy. There's no truth in it. That's what the Word of God says. Lastly, again, in this same verse, verse 44, it says, when he lies, and being that there's no truth in it, the lies start pouring out. The moment he opens his mouth, it says, when he lies, he speaks his native language. For him to tell a lie is just like for you or I to breathe air. That's the natural thing for him to do. A lie is the natural thing for him to come out of his mouth, for him to spew off of his lips, to come off of his tongue. It's a lie. That's the natural thing for him to do, is to speak a lie. It says, when he lies, he's speaking his native language. For he is a liar and the father of lies. Not only is he a liar, the lies start with him. He promotes them. They come from him. He is a liar and the original. originator of lies. When you look down your family tree and try to see where your line comes from, where your family name starts, and where you come from, look down the family tree of lies, because at the head of them you will find the devil. He is the father of lies. He is the father of lies. So yes, speaking a lie is just as common again for him to do as it is for you to breathe. That's what he does. Now, I told you I was going to say these few things and I was going to be done. This is my final thought on this here. If I had to choose a particular verse as my text from these few verses, you would be saying right now, oh, it has to be verse 44. But it's not. Look at what it says in verse 47. Whoever belongs to God hears what God says. Yeah, okay. That makes sense. And guess what else he says? The reason you do not hear, now he's talking to those whose father is the devil. And look at what he says. The reason you do not hear, you don't hear what God is saying, because you do not belong to God. You don't belong to God. You've not been born again. You have not received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Some of you say, oh, I know that he's Lord. I know that he is God, but he is not your Lord. See, I know that there's a king over in some of these far-off lands, kings, emperors, sultans, whatever title they go by, but they're not my king. They're not my Lord. They're not my emperor. See, some of you say, I know that Jesus is Lord. I know that he is God. But he is not your Lord. You have not made him your Lord, your Savior. Being born again is a personal thing. I have to become born again. Nobody can do it for me. When the Lord saved your soul, he said, I'm saving your soul and Henry's also. Because Henry confessed, you're confessing Henry for it. No. Nobody, you can't confess Jesus Christ for me. Just like I cannot confess him for you. You have to do this for yourself. You have to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for yourself. You have to confess Christ for yourself. I cannot do it for you, nor can anybody else. He said, whoever belongs to God, here's what God says. You hear him. You don't have to ask anybody to stand in the gap for you. Stand there for yourself. The Lord saved you. And if he saved you, he's indwelt within you. You want him to become your savior. You open up your mouth. You confess Christ for yourself. You receive him for yourself. You accept him for yourself. The world won't tell you that because the world doesn't understand that. They don't understand it. How can they understand? They have no Holy Spirit in them to interpret it, just like the Ethiopian eunuch. Yeah, he was reading what the scripture says. He said, but I don't understand. I have nobody to explain it to me. Part of what the Holy Spirit does is he teaches us. Along with leading us, guiding us, directing us, he teaches us. That's why you must be born again, so you can understand, so you can hear what thus says the word of God. You need this. We love it. We love it when we are watching. We are watching people believe that the unchristian and ungodly conduct being exemplified by so many people today is acceptable behavior. Some of these things that I mentioned earlier is becoming the norm. Acceptable behavior. Tell your child what gender they are. That's your business. That's your prerogative. You don't want to be recognized as male or female. That's your business. It doesn't matter that God only made male and female, nothing else and nothing in between and no one in between. Doesn't matter about that. What you want to do is your business. This is what the world is promoting. Things have gotten to the point where all of these different atrocities, the way people are raising children, even having children, same sex people, and even though the Bible speaks against it. This becoming the norm. These things are becoming the norm. Now, again, this should not be shocking to the people of God because the people of God hear what the Word of God is saying. We hear what the Word of God is saying. It's not just written there confounding us. We hear it. Listen, the people of God, we hear it when. Where the word of God speaks out against these atrocities, we hear it. We hear it where the word of God warns the people of God to come out from among those who are living this way, those who are living trying to get the approval of the devil, their father. Come out from among those people. Yes, you will attempt to minister to them. You attempt to tell them, and I say attempt because everybody's not going to receive it, and some won't. Some are going to reject you as you try to minister to them, as you try to share with them, as you try to teach them what thus says the word of God. They're not going to receive it. And that's not on you when you've done all you can to do what thus said the word of God. You can't go any further. Okay. When the word of God tells you to come up out from among those who want to follow the devil, you hear that. You hear that when the word of God is telling the people of God to go out and let the people of the world know that they must be born again. We hear that. Those of us who follow the Lord Jesus Christ, we hear that when the word of God tells us to go out and tell folks that they need to be born again. They tell we the, listen, the people of God hears when the word of God is telling the people of God that they got to go out into the world like sheep among wolves. You're saying to yourself, wait a minute. If I'm out here like sheep among wolves, wolves eat sheep. Wolves devour sheep. Sheep cannot overcome the wolves. And yet the Lord said, I know I'm sending you out there like sheep among wolves. But listen, what else he says, but don't worry about it. I'll be with you. I'm not going to leave you, nor am I going to forsake you. I'm not going to leave you to fight for yourself, by yourself. I'm in it with you. This is what the Lord is assuring us in His Word. I'll be with you. Even until the very end of the age, I'll be with you. You don't have to worry about trying to stand alone. I'll stand with you. I'll keep my arms of protection around you. And I want you to know that while you're going through these different issues, problems, situations in your life, you are doing exactly that. You are going through it. You're not going to be stuck in it. You're going through it. Eventually, you will get through. I don't know how long. It might be immediately. It might be a minute. I don't know. But you're going to go through it. People of God, hear what the word of God is saying. People in the world, they don't. So what do you expect from them? Again, when you see the terrible, terrible thing that the world, the people of the world are doing, what do you expect from them? Do you expect for them to live godly lives? Do you expect for them to live lives that are in agreement with the word of God, with the will of God, with the way of God? What do you expect? What do you expect from the world? Don't you expect for them to live worldly? Don't you expect for them to do what is pleasing to their father, the devil? That's what the word of God says they do. Believe what I'm saying is here, and I'm about to finish. Look around. See what's going on in the world. Hear what's going on in the world. You don't have to like it. You don't have to like it at all. And when you hear about some of the terrible things that have happened, that initially that might shock you, it might amaze you. But when you open up your Bibles, when you read what thus saith the word of God, when you look in there and see what some of the terrible things that have happened in the world already, what do you expect from the world? What do you expect? Some of the most terrible things you could think of in your mind probably have already happened, getting ready to happen, or happening even as we speak. Sick, terrible things. But what do you expect from the world? My sisters and brothers, I'm here to let you know that you don't have to fall prey to all of these things. That you too, as the word says, come out from among them. You are able to come out from among the world. He said, but if I'm coming out from the world, where am I going? You're going to go right headlong into the arms of Jesus. Not in death, not in physical death, I'm talking about. But I'm talking about in spiritual death, where you're going to say, Lord, I yield. I don't want to live the way that I've been living because I don't want to get what that type of life is going to cause me to have to reap. I know that there is an eternity. I know that there is judgment that's going to come. I want to be part of the household of faith. I want to be born again. This is what some of you should be saying right now. I want to be born again. And I'm here to let you know that if that's what you're saying in your heart, if that's what you're truly saying, that I want to be born again, I want to become part of the household of faith. I want to be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. It can happen just that quick. If you meant that from your heart, You just come to Jesus, let him do the rest. He will. Because, beloved, everything that's going on, again, what do you expect from the world? Remember, the Lord said, I've overcome the world. The world is not here to treat you well, but I have overcome the world. I got you. The Lord said, even in the 43rd chapter of Isaiah, you are mine. You are mine. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you, beloved ones. What do you expect from the world? Come out from among them. Be separate. Walk with the Lord, Savior Jesus Christ. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you.